Happy birthday, University of Healing. Happy birthday, God Unlimited, University of Healing. Happy birthday, Absolute Monastery. Happy birthday, Worldwide Healing Ministry. Happy birthday, whatever we got here, the Absolute Monastery and all these things and all the people who are here. Happy, happy birthday and happy birthday. And this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly bringing you the thought, the illumination with a happy birthday illumination from Campo, California, here in the campus of the university with its birthday celebrated on the 15th, which was yesterday. So, and we didn't even remember that yesterday was our birthday. We were 33 years old on campus as an incorporated organization in California, and we were 60 years old as a incorporated idea in the mind of the founder back in 1948. Now, I won't use those numbers ever again, because those numbers seem to have a difficulty for people who hear them. People say, well, why don't you have just 1948 on there? Well, because I don't believe that you really thought about it that time. I don't believe that that was when you really incorporated that, not incorporated, that's when you really created it. I don't believe that that's so. And so when there's any doubt, I just leave it out. And so now, from now on, we'll just go on for 1975 and we were incorporated, and we can prove that, and we don't need to prove ourselves to ourselves. And so be it. So, what is a birthday? What is a birthday? Now, they say about children before they're born that they're in the mind of their parents, that the children are in the consciousness of their parents before they're born. We say that, that was 10 years before you were born. You were just a thought in the mind of your parents, and perhaps they weren't even thinking about you. But yet they really were, because you were always a thought in their mind. You're always a thought in the mind of your parents, whether you're born later or earlier or whatever, and that's the way it goes. So now, what do you think about that? What do you think about that when people say that children are born, or at least conceived or thought about, long before they're brought forth into existence? Are they in existence when they're still in the womb, or before they're in the womb, before there's even the sperm and the egg get together, before it's even a matter of the parents getting married? Are they the creation of the mind before children even are old enough to have babies or to get married or to think about it? What do you think these little girls are doing sitting with their little tea parties? And they're talking to their little invisible friends, and they're telling them all about their wonderful children, their wonderful babies, that they have no idea that they're going to have. They just know from their own family, these are the babies that we're going to have, like that. And so they create them very early in life. Men might create them early too, but they don't talk about it because that's not macho. But girls talk about it because that's the type of things that girls are supposed to do. So, how do we celebrate a birthday? How do we celebrate a birthday when a birthday really isn't a birthday? A birthday, the day we're born, well, you say that's the day that you come out of the womb and you have stepped into this world. Well, what if you come early? What if you come before the show is ready for you? You know? You're supposed to wait 9 months, you know. And some people wait 8 months and 9 months and some 10 months and some even longer. Now, what if you wait longer? You're messing up the show, aren't you? You got this crib, this bedroom, this room, this bed that's supposed to be for you, and you're not even coming to use it. And what if you come early? And the bed isn't ready for you yet. They hadn't planned on you except to be there in 9 months, you know, like a normal kid's going to come. But some kids just got so excited about coming onto this dimension and expressing on this dimension, they want to get out in the open. They want to get out of the closet. They want to get out of the thought area and come into the expression area, if you will. Now, why do I say all these things? Why do I talk about birth of a child and the birth of the university in the same breath? Well, because it's quite similar. It's quite similar. So, Bill, when did you first dream that you wanted to be a minister? When did you first dream that you wanted to have your own church, that you wanted to share beautiful ideas with people in your world? When did you first dream that? It wasn't when you started your church. It was long before that. Long before that, when you were a kid, probably. Can you remember anything of when Ellen remembers when she was a little girl in the Catholic Church? She wasn't old enough to have communion, and she saw all the other kids having communion, and her older brother and older sister having communion, and she said, "That's not fair." So she took all of her young friends and she said, "Let's have communion." And she went up there and she took the elements, and she served it to the children, acting as the priest. So here she was, how old? 6 years old, going around acting like a priest. Now, that's a little presumptively early, isn't it? How about you? Did you do anything of that nature?
I don't remember.
You don't remember. Did you, Christy?
No.
Did you, Sylvia?
No.
Did you, Ingeborg?
No.
I did. I did. I was out giving talks and lectures. They wouldn't let me do it in church, in Sunday school and stuff like that, because they just wouldn't. I don't remember why. So I went down to the State Department of Forestry, in Wisconsin, and I saw all their films that they had. The films on conservation of forests and stuff like that. And I thought, hey, that's good. And I was about 10, 12, right in there. And so I did a lot of things. So I went to them and I said, may I take these film and show them at different schools? And they said, oh, here I am, the kid. Would you do that? I said, sure. Now, we have a number of schools that want them to be shown. Will you go and show them? Sure. But I don't know how to run all their projectors. So they'll run the projector for you. You just bring the film and you tell them what it's all about. And so they gave me a pre-course, you know, and they prepared me as a sort of a mentor in the field. Here, just a 10, 12-year-old kid. And so I went to all the schools in Milwaukee and in the suburbs, and I was showing these films. I mean, here, big deal, you know. Here I am talking about forestry and talking about conservation and talking about all these lovely things, and everybody listened to me. And everybody said, hey, that's neat, that's wonderful, because I didn't have to prove anything, because they knew I didn't know anything. I mean, I was just too young to know anything, so they just said, okay, you know, we'll listen to you, and we'll have our own opinion, and which they did, which was wonderful. And I traveled, and I went places, and, you know, the most important thing here in this whole story is that my mother was never concerned about where I was or what I was doing. She was never concerned whether it was evening or daytime or whatever, or nighttime, whatever. It never bothered her that I was out on the streetcars and buses going around to these different schools with this big, big box of roll of film on conservation. And then when I'm finished doing it, I'd bring it home, and then the next day I'd go down, or the next week, because I had a lot of things to do, I'd go down to the Department of Forestry and return it and pick up another one. And I had to take the little report along that the teacher filled out at the school saying how many students were watching it and how many, and they were just so proud of that. And of course, I was too. But here I was giving lectures early in my career, and I just had a ball. Now, I just used my imagination. I tried to remember the things they told me, but there were so many details, so many different types of wood, type of trees. Maybe there's 100 different trees that you're supposed to remember. And then I took blocks of wood along representing each tree, and I showed it to them, and I talked to them and told them all about it. And I was so brilliant because I held up the block of wood, and on the back was printed what it was. And so I read it off to them, and they thought I was just telling it from memory, you know. And I put on quite a wonderful show. It was very wonderfully received, and I just had a lot of fun. Well, that was my introduction to getting out and speaking publicly. But it was great. It was really great. A lot of kids, they go into theatrics, they go into the stagecraft and things like that in their schools, and they get involved in these things. But hey, here I was, number one, doing the whole thing myself, and being trusted, and not only being trusted, but being doing what I felt was a noble, wonderful job of teaching conservation of our forests and our natural habitat to the people around Wisconsin. It was just great, just really great. Now, every one of us do something like that. We all go around with a message. And the more that our message is desired before we get there, the easier it is to give the message. So that's why Ellen is having me write up little bits of information about what the seminars are going to be like the ones we're going to give in Bern. That's in Bern in the Dequele, which is the source. And it's a beautiful little alternative study group, you know, doing beautiful things. And we've been there now 3 or 4 years, and they've always been well received and a lot of fun. Not large crowds, but just a lot of fun. I think the people who run the place like me better than anybody else, but the people who come in here, they like it too. Mm-hmm. Now, it's fun. It's fun. And what am I doing? I'm living up to what I'm sharing with you. If it's not fun, don't do it. Be yourself and have fun. Go out into the world and share what you are with the world. Share what you are and what you believe. And go out and give what you have and give what you believe. And love everybody and just love yourself. And as you do that, what happens? You just feel wonderful. You feel on top of the world. You feel the most wonderful thing in the whole world because you are very special. You are very special. Now, are you very special?
Yes.
Now, do you know that?
Yes.
Do you share that?
Yes.
Do you say, I'm special?
No.
You are special. The very fact that you are anywhere means that you're special and also means that you're invited. We took a tour through the jungles of Nigeria, going from church to church to school. Remember? In our long journey there, through all the potholes and through all the waterfalls and stuff like that. And we went to each place. And amazingly enough, the people were not concerned that we came later than we had planned, because it took time to get there. And we also had to spend some time at each place we were. But they were not concerned. They just went on with their daily activities. When we arrived, then they stopped and listened to us. And when we left, they went on with their daily activities. And you see, that's a beautiful way to do it. Because that way, we didn't feel like we were delaying anybody. We didn't feel like we were being an imposition to anybody because we weren't there on time. And in fact, one group of people in the hotel, remember, they were waiting 3 hours. And was that, who was there? Okay was there. Yeah, Okay was there, giving the 3-hour introduction. My, oh my, oh my, oh my. What a lovely way to go. But these are the lovely things that birthdays bring to us. Birthdays bring to us that we're born new every day. And every day, 365 days of every year, you have a birthday. I have a birthday, and the university has a birthday. And we should celebrate. Celebrate and delight in the fact that we are born new. We are born
now.
Right now, in this moment, with all that we are. And you see, that's why we say, look within and reveal what you already know. Because you already know everything. It's already within you, and all you're doing is revealing it. And that's a lovely thing to do, to reveal it. Now, are you ready to reveal everything about yourself?
Yes.
Then don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. Say the first thing that comes to your mind, believe it, and it is so. believe that you do know all things, and you do. But if you don't believe you know it, then you won't test yourself by calling forth that which you do know. So try this every day. I don't mean try it, I mean do it every day. Practice it every day, that's what I mean. Not try, but practice it every day. And the more you practice it, the more skillful you are in your omniscience. The more skillful you are in your revealing all that you already know. And, indeed, you're born new. You are born new, and it's a wonderful thing to be born new. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Is it done?
Yes.
It is done. So, I see each one of you born new today. My goodness. I didn't know they had so many different types of swaddling clothes. But just look at all the different varieties of swaddling clothes we're wearing on the day of our birth. Beautiful, isn't it? So, practice these things. Practice saying, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. And you will know. And you will delight in knowing. And so it is. Have a lovely day, and know that Ellen now wants to go and check what our handyman is doing, and she will run away as quickly as possible after we stop talking. And so let's talk for another half hour just to keep
yeah,
going.
I love you.
So have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.